Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host today, Pastor Butch Paul. We're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Wednesday, September 29th, 2021. Howdy do, Butch.
Hello, Miss Melody. How are you today?
Oh, just a wonderful day. Wonderful day here.
It's a beautiful
day.
On the Eastern Shore.
Yes, it truly is a fall day. And it's hard to stay inside today when it was so nice out, but somebody's got to work. And we are certainly doing it here at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. So let's go ahead and let's get some work done. We got some more pressure on gold today. Yeah, I know. Go figure. Down $8. It was stronger this morning, but throughout the day, it just kind of twittered away. 1726. Silver was down 92 cents at 21.61. Platinum was down $16 at 948. Palladium was down 26 at 1,929. So the whole sector, the precious metals, got whacked today. And, you know, I think what's happening in the gold, it's probably too late for options expirations. That might have started this downtrend in the precious metals area. But, you know, the white metals, you got palladium and rhodium. I mean, they've been hit hard. And yes, rhodium is not part of our precious metals that we talk about and so forth. But it's been down 8%. I mean, it's been just dropping. Palladium's been dropping. And sometimes that whole sector can put a whole damper on the whole precious metals commodities. So we'll have to see where it keeps going. But also, I'll guarantee you the dollar is a lot stronger today, too. Up 0.67 at 94.41. Why? Why? Crude oil, because they can change those digits. Crude oil down 54 cents at $74.75. Paper markets today, the Dow was up 90. No biggie at 34,390. S&P was up 6 at 4,359. The NASDAQ was down 34, 14,512. European markets were strong overnight. Asia, mixed bag. Nikkei and Shanghai were lower. Nikkei was down by 2%. Shanghai was almost 2%. Let's see what the bonds are doing. 10-year yield, 1.531%. That's where it was yesterday. So no reason to have these strong impacts to see this dollar gain as much as it did today. That was a big gain in the dollar in the U.S. DX. So we'll see where it goes from here. But I know where I'm going to go from here. We're going to introduce Wendy Wilson from Apothecary Herbs. She joins us each and every Wednesday, and we thank her for it. Good afternoon, Wendy.
Good afternoon, Melody. Hello, Pastor Butch.
Hello, Wendy. How are you today?
I'm a good, and we have a very sunny Carolina fall day here. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's actually in the 80s, believe it or not. But it's definitely not pumpkin weather yet. it does get a little brisk in the evening, but hey, it's getting there. I have a couple of topics. I thought we could talk about. We see a trend where people are having more doubt in the medical system, and we can look at some of the reports there. Or we talk about this diet that medicine automatically is just saying, hey, take this diet and you won't have dementia. So which one sounds good to you guys?
I wanted to do about the first topic. I sent you a note.
You want to do both of them. That's what you said.
Yeah. I didn't think we'd get to both, so... You pick. Just start.
Okay. Well, let's see. We'll try to fit as much as we can in. This was a report here on people doubting our medical system. Americans are doubting the efficacy of hospitals and doctors lately. And a lot of people, actually millions of Americans, are delaying non-emergency care because they don't want to go to the hospital. Records citing that in 2021, the visits to the emergency room dropped significantly across the United States. Doctors have been quoted in saying that people are risking their health by staying away. So science is actually fueling this doubt, because what we're witnessing is people notice that the standards of medical science have kind of shifted and even rebutted decades of science, what people were taught. For instance, science has been, you know, telling us that you have natural immunity if you overcome an illness for infectious pathogens, but it's not that way with COVID, apparently. They also say pregnant women should not be vaccinated, but that's been recently reversed. And also vaccines protect you from the pathogen that you're being vaccinated against, but that's not the case with the COVID vaccine. So recently, all this has kind of flipped. And people are just, you know, kind of scratching their heads and wondering, you know, what they can believe now with regarding immunity and vaccines, the COVID pathogen. But, you know, the COVID vaccine is really not a vaccine because it doesn't meet the scientific definition of a vaccine, but they're calling it a vaccine. A vaccine, according to science, would protect you from the disease in which you're vaccinated against, but this vaccine is not like that. Here is a quote from Dr. John Hick. He's a COVID state advisor at Hempinton Healthcare. He said the numbers are just stunning, 43% lower. A lot of people are not seeking care for things they should be seeking care for. End of quote. So, and that kind of goes with the polls, Melody and Pastor Butch, where people were asked, you know, twice on these big polls, 6 months apart, do you want to get the COVID vaccine or do you not? And it kind of came in play. It was matching what the UK was saying, the folks in the UK. 40% said no and 60% said yes. And that's kind of what we're seeing here. So what medical science is experiencing is that overall in urban areas, their numbers are down about 50% this year. In other areas, the numbers are down at least 20%. And some media outlets are suggesting that people are not seeking care for things like heart attacks, strokes, appendicitis, and severe infections due to their fear that they would acquire the COVID virus at the hospital, or that hospitals are not well equipped or they don't have enough staff. So because we've been hearing some medical professionals are kind of walking. And recently, Novant Health here in North Carolina received over 300 exemption applications from their professional healthcare staff, and out of that, 175 were fired for not getting the COVID vaccine. So I guess they just dismissed their exemption request. So and then I've heard in some places they may be having to pull from federal reservists to fill staffing. Or even foreigners coming in and filling staffing areas. So I don't know. I've heard that. Have you heard that?
I have heard that.
Yes, yeah, I have. Yes, I have.
Yeah. Well, and then the other concern is that people who have been, you know, kind of paying attention have learned that other countries have used anti-malarial therapeutic medicines already approved by the FDA with some success to treat the COVID without hospitalization. And many of these drugs are hard to get here in the United States because, you know, they're thinking it's a political issue. So this kind of thing is really not new. This is what I reported a few years ago. In the Shakespearean day, licensed doctors kept secret remedies and never divulged its content. So these were natural treatments that were not intended for the common patient and were only for the doctor and their family. This became evident during London's bubonic plague of 1606. And there were also special medical instruments that were also secretly used only for the physician's family. Here's an example. In the obstetric area, they had invented the obstetric forceps to help deliver babies that were hard to be delivered. It was invented by a French physician prior to the 1500s. And so in the Elizabethan period, women would often die in childbirth. And so this device and this treatment was withheld for about 100 years. So it was only for, you know, whoever it is that knew about them. Mm-hmm. So you know, that's, you know, doctors holding out stuff for themselves. And the same thing you see today, it makes you kind of think twice about treatments today when doctors themselves avoid treatments like COVID vaccines and radiation chemo. You know what I mean? So medical treatments have kind of described as educated guesses within science. You know, it's a hypothesis. My brother calls it an educated wild-ass guess. That's what he calls it. So Well, and that's what you have with the COVID vaccine. It was kind of a guess, and it was hastily put together, and very little testing, small control groups. It's they have no testing on the younger age groups, which they're trying to get approval for, and they have no long-term testing on it, so they just don't know. So this was true in Shakespeare's time, you know, as today. Much of the science behind medical treatments are, you know, just as poisonous as the potion that killed Shakespeare's Romeo, if you think about it. Ancient medicinal treatments were influenced by astronomy and alchemy. So today, a doctor may not check your horoscope before he treats you, but toxic heavy metals are certainly still in many of the modern scientific medicinal treatments that we're getting. So the mystic superstition used in the alchemy, the heavy metals type of treatment, and the virulent bacteria to poison the blood are, you know, ancient treatments. But, you know, they're called vaccinations today because there's mercury and poison in the vaccines. What do you think?
I think you're right on.
Yeah. So bloodletting isn't performed anymore to lower blood pressure, but it's now done through diuretics, which can reduce your sodium levels so low that it can cause death. And chemotherapy is another alchemy treatment, which are highly toxic, especially to your cells, nervous system, and your brain. And during the Elizabethan period, the wealthy had money to pay for treatments and to bribe their doctor, called a surgeon back then, when they got a house call. So you could bribe the doctor to kind of give him the secret treatment that he withheld only for family members. So if you were a duke or a marquis or an earl or a count or a baron, you had the money to bribe your physician for the treatments that they kept secret. And the ill-licensed physicians were barbers and monks, and they treated the rest of humanity. And in some instances, a local wise woman was called, and she was a person that was skilled in the use of medicinal herbs and was considered more skillful than the surgeon. And the wealthy and the poor had access to her. So not too much new under the sun, if you think about it.
Not really.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about healthcare risk, because at this time people are, you know, they see healthcare as more of a risk than help. And according to Consumer Reports, one of the biggest threats to hospital patients isn't their disease or hospital-acquired disease, which affects about 722,000 each year, according to the CDC, but it's the prescribed drugs and the prescription errors that are the cause. Other risks would be hospital-acquired infections, surgical mistakes, drug side effects, and human error. But reports are indicating that these risks affect 1 in 4 hospital patients. And if you're elderly, the hospital patient that's elderly has a much higher risk, according to the report. If you're over 65, you're at a higher risk of dying while you're at the hospital, with reports citing 180,000 hospital deaths per year. So add the COVID complication to the mix, and you have a lot of politics influencing treatments, and that has really nothing to do with following the science, and no wonder people are staying away from the hospitals like the plague. What do you think?
I think it makes common sense to me.
Yeah. Well, here's a quote from Dr. Peter Provenos. He's a medical doctor at adult critical care at Johns Hopkins. He says, a healthcare system that doesn't address your concerns is a risky one, end of quote. So,
yep.
And then you have to worry about hospitals. You know, people worry about, you know, catching diseases there. The Archives of Internal Medicine did a study, and approximately 50,000 hospital deaths were due to a disease the patients picked up while they're at the hospital. The number is lower than the report that the U.S. Center for Disease Control published. They published 75,000 deaths a year. Now, according to this Dr. Lewis Chang, he said hospital-acquired disease kills 3 times more Americans than HIV does per year. And what's really shocking is that modern medicine has estimates, and they really don't have true new numbers, so which, you know, is thought to be a higher statistic. So doctors and scientists analyzed a lot of hospital data between the 1990s and to 2006, and it involved 69 million Americans that got admitted to hospitals. And what they discovered was the hospital-acquired infections came from dirty hospital equipment – such as catheters and ventilators. So they also found the disease from these sources were spanned for very common bacterial pathogens like pneumonia and drug-resistant bacteria such as MRSA. Now, a John Hopkins researcher, Dr. Provenos, said that strict hygiene procedures, and if the hospitals followed them and did a checklist and the employees did it each and every time, were consistent, he said your hospital-induced infections would drop to zero.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Why shouldn't it, you know? It should.
Well, and, you know, a lot of people think, you know, hospitals are supposed to be clean. Now, my mom was a candy striper when I was in high school, and the hospital she was at, I always thought it was squeaky clean, you know. They had those nice polished floors and everything. But, you know, then when I worked in the 80s and 90s, when I worked in hospitals and medical clinics, I found it's not really squeaky clean. You know, it's just not. People make the assumption it is. And I try to tell people, you know, doctors are not running these hospitals. These are run by business majors and accountants. So these people, they're looking at bottom line only. So not all the time will the hospital have the right cleaning agents, because the more industrial ones cost more. And so if they're skipping corners, this is why you got dirty equipment. That's making people sick. So,
and you know, there's really no excuse for that. There's no excuse for
that. Well, there's not. And, you know, Dr. Provenos says this. He says these deaths, you know, from infectious hospital and borne infections, he says these deaths are invisible. The public doesn't know. They are happening one at a time, silently, and patients think it's inevitable that you'll get one. But we know from our large patient studies this is not the case. So it doesn't have to happen. The hospitals aren't doing their due diligence, and this is why people are getting sick. And it kind of just makes sense why people don't want to go over to the hospitals. I interviewed Dr. Gary Null once. He's the author of Death by Medicine. He said, latrigenic medicine, which is really modern medicine, he says, causes death from medications and medical procedures. It is the number one cause of death worldwide. So our healthcare system is the one that's promoting more death than anything else. Also, Dr. Eric Neptune, he's a doctor in Missouri, he said the COVID-19 pandemic has served as a catalyst for people to see the ongoing deception and fraud within the medical science today. And we are in a place where Americans no longer trust the doctor or the hospitals, and they're not wanting to go to the hospital due to fear of getting sick, getting vaccinated, or even dying. End of quote.
Yes, yes.
So I think people just, you know, are putting off stuff. They're just waiting to see how it shakes out. And I understand that. Free catalog at Apothecary Herbs. Give us a call at 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Take care.
Thank you, Wendy. We'll be right back after these messages.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk Radio. CommonSenseVoicesOfIntegrity.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melanie Cederstrom. And it's great to be here, and you can visit our website at Discount Gold and Silver at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter, and, of course, you can always give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. And Butch.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, the big headlines, you know, today is YouTube is banning all anti-vax content.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at some of these other, another headline, Sydney warns unvaccinated face total social isolation indefinitely when lockdown ends. You have United Airlines firing employees who refuse shot. You have, it's truly amazing
that all of this is going on for
10% of the population, if that much?
Yes, you have to know, and we got several headlines.
For the states, worldwide different, but...
Yeah, well, that's... I'm sure the world's it's everywhere. It's worldwide, basically. Germany, Australia, here. Norway finally wised up, but we haven't yet. But we have to understand there's more behind this than COVID, a lot more behind it than COVID. This is the greatest event they manufactured in history to destroy the country's internal mechanisms, financially and everything else. And it's working very well. It really is. And we'll discuss more of that in a minute, but you're talking about the firings, whatever. We'll discuss that in some more detail because it's really happening right now. And on the other side, U.S. home market prices gained 19.7%, another record. I mean, really. And U.S. home prices surged 19.7% in July, once again posting the biggest jump in more than 30 years. The record gain in S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index of Property Values nationwide followed an 18.7 jump in June. It was the 14th straight month of accelerating price increases. The U.S. housing market has been on fire with the pandemic fueling intense demand for suburban homes. A shortage of affordable properties has pushed up prices and kept some potential buyers on the sidelines. The last several months have been extraordinary not only in the level of price gains, but in the consistency of gains across country. Greg Lazara, Global Health Index Investment Strategy and S&P Dow Jones Index, has said in a statement, a measure of prices in U.S. cities gained 19.9% in July. Phoenix led the way, Melody, with 34.4% gain. New York, believe it or not, 17.8%. Boston, 18.7%. Dallas, 23.7%. Seattle, 25.5%. And Denver, 21.3%, with among the cities that posted record year-over-year increases. So average out there, 25% increase across the board. That's huge. So a $500,000 house will cost $750,000, Melody. That's a big difference, isn't it?
You know, it is. And, we've been saying for years and years and years, and of course this is a new phenomenon with the prices rising this much and so forth. This country never had affordable housing anyway.
No.
It's even beyond the reach of most people. Or does anybody that has a breath get a loan? It's people are looking to their houses as income anymore, as a retirement. They look at their homes as an investment anymore. And when you see these numbers, I can see why you understand. But really, I was taught a long time ago, your home is a depreciating asset. You know, because you continue to put so much money into it, you know, the upkeeps and so forth and whatnot. And so, and it also shows with these prices, Butch, they're going to break.
They have to. They have to.
Or, if you, and here's another way to look at it, inflation. You know, inflation just isn't in your food and gasoline. It's in everything. Home prices included.
That's true.
So is the prices that were the increases is in relationship to, you know, our weaker dollar, that these home prices are rising up? If that's the case, then no, they're not going to go down. So, and then if you have rates rising, it'll make these homes even more expensive. So, interesting.
Of course, when home values go up, taxes go up.
Correct.
So
the property taxes, you betcha.
Inflation, now the government profits from inflation all over again.
Yep.
It truly does.
Government wants inflation. They need inflation.
Well, that's
regardless
of
what they say.
That's all that keeps them moving. They have to have that.
They have to have inflation.
They have to have tax increases in order to keep things moving also. That's why your prop taxes go up, folks. I don't care how you look at it. If you take care of your home and it appreciates in value, you end up paying more rent to the state every year. Because get to a point where you can't afford to pay taxes. I've known people lost their property and account taxes. Haven't you, Melody?
Yes.
I have. That's a sad thing to see. As a matter of fact, you look in the paper, like once a year or maybe more than that, you'll see properties up for auction for taxes. That's a sad situation. Especially somebody that doesn't want to lose a property and try and take care of it. It happens, my friends. It happens.
I actually used to have a customer that in his local area, I can't remember what state he lived in, Ohio maybe, I don't recall. But he would go to his local courthouse and got to know the girls in there and so forth. And what he would do is he would find the houses that were being foreclosed for property taxes. And then he would go visit the people and he would buy, because my understanding that, of course, this goes back many, 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 many years ago, he would buy the house basically for back taxes.
Wow.
And then he would rent the houses to the current owner. You know, he'd make, I don't know, all the arrangements and so forth. And he was a very successful, because you can make some good investments on those homes that are, that people get behind on their taxes. Because usually it's not a whole lot.
That's true. That's very true. A few thousand dollars can make a difference for somebody, though. You know that.
Yeah, I mean, there's some homes in, you know, $3,000-$4,000. You know,
yes.
People can't pay their property taxes for 2 years or 3 years, and, you know, state will come in and scoop it up.
That is so sad. And if they work for 30, 40 years to pay for it, and it's still not theirs, that is so sad.
Yep.
That's one of my pet peeves. It really
That's
is.
That's my biggest pet peeve. Mm-hmm.
And it aggravates me. And article here, all hell is breaking loose in the energy markets. Folks, pay attention. We're going to cover this in some more detail in a minute. By now, readers are well aware that Europe is suffering from a historic gas crisis, according to Rabobank, is now even more extreme than the U.S. oil price shock. And unfortunately for Europe's population, with every passing day, and to a lesser extent, hedge funds such as Stater Capital, which suffered a big loss in the past few days, it's only getting worse. As Bloomberg's Javier Blas notes today, both UK NBP and Dutch TTF natural gas benchmarks have closed today at their highest ever level, up 11% on the day. Natural gas prices in Europe have surged past $25 per million British thermal units, more than 400% higher than the 2010-2020 range. Melody, that's a chunk, 400% higher. Higher from 2020. That is tremendous.
It is.
And our next article says European gas prices hit escape velocity after Russian gas supplies plunged by 57% overnight. And while all the dynamics we listed yesterday are still applicable, we can add one more. A sudden drop in the Russian natural gas deliveries via the Yamal Europe pipeline that runs across Belarus and Poland to Mauthausen, Germany, which shrank lump by 57% to the lowest level since September 6th, just as the panicking Europe is scrambling for every BCF. An email seen by Bloomberg, Gazprom said that it continues to fully meet obligations under its supply contracts, adding that the current drop in Russian gas supplies via Mauthausen is due to a request from a client and is temporary, although if anything as temporary as the current hyperinflation across the globe, then Europe is about to have a very unpleasant winter, at least until the Ukraine bypassing Nord Stream is activated, just as Putin wants. Yeah, folks, I'm hearing everywhere it's going to be a dark winter. I think it could very well happen here. I think it probably will happen here, because these things are picking up all over the world. We're seeing prices increase in every aspect of society and economy. And we needn't think it's going to abate, because it isn't going to. I wish it did. I really wish it could. But another article here says this is New York.
Hey,
CNN.
Butch, before you go on, we have a caller.
Okay.
I think it's Ivan. And we have Ivan joining us.
Hey, Ivan.
Hello, Ivan.
Yes, good afternoon. First of all, I'd like to express my deepest sympathy for passing of in your family, and I'm sorry to hear it. I hope he or she didn't suffer. A lot of pain, but that she'll be, in a better place than this.
And what we have here.
Earthly hell.
Thank you, Ivan. Thank you, Ivan.
I'm really sorry to hear it, and I wish and I'll keep her in my prayers. I don't know who it was, but I wish. Yeah, I'll keep them in my prayer.
Thank you, Ivan.
So, did you drive down there or?
I drove to Pennsylvania. I did, yes.
Yeah.
So
you didn't even wave toward Allentown, huh?
No. So what are you going to tell us about what's going on in the world today?
About today is getting worse day by day. I mean, what else can go bad is going bad.
Yeah,
I just barely heard about the price increases and so on. And I mean, I buy devices occasionally. Now I joined Costco. I mean, at least a little bit cheaper, and I can buy by bulk. I used to pay, what was it, 80 cents per quart of milk at devices. Now it's $1.30, it's almost $1.40. I mean, I don't know how long it can last, this inflation. Well, it's a tax, in a sense, that's what it is, a tax on the people who really don't need it, you know. I mean, they are getting, hit from every side, and then we have these big leaders and who don't know stuff from, Shinola. But so that's one item which really is and then I was in a hospital, I told you, with my AFib.
Yes.
So that's getting better. And,
that's good.
So, it never ends, I mean, if I was as young as you are, I would be dancing polka, you know.
That's what we do at 39.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, you and Pastor Butch, yeah, during the break, you probably do, you know, do a
little polka. Well, you have to see us go, man. Now we're moving it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, it's, I don't think we'll ever see anything below $3 as far as gas is concerned. I think we are in deep problems when it comes. And on top of that, they stopped the law there, that pipeline from Canada, and stopped building it and bringing a little bit cheaper gas. And then I don't know if it was both oil and gas. I don't know that pipeline that was stopped. Do you know anything on that, Butch?
Well, possibly. You mean what? You my opinion? What's going on with that?
Well, yeah, I remember it was going pretty heavy on the Trump,
yes,
and then it stopped.
Yes, yes.
After
obviously, that was to control again the price. It caused a price increase. That's better what it's all about. I mean, that's what they're going to do. I mean, my next article is going to be that they're looking for $90 a barrel oil soon, and right now it's $75, and the price of gasoline is $3 and up most places. $90 a barrel put up to $3.5 to $4 a gallon everywhere. Folks, this is coming. This is coming.
It is coming. I think we are slowly moving. I mean, slowly. We are already on the communist type of government. You know, I mean, you see, yeah.
Yep.
Left socialism being pushed, and then you have these schools going down the drain. I mean, they won't. The teachers are, putting up a big fight about, they want to be this, done to help this and help that, give them injections. And they, evidently, there's a lot of dying of the injection itself.
Hey, Ivan, we're going into a break right now. I want to thank you for, giving us a call, but he's going to cut us off here in just a few seconds. So thank you very much for your kind words. Thank you.
Thanks.
We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. KingsofSawItRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver. I'm Melody Cedarstrom. I'm here with Butch Paul, and we had a really nice call with Ivan, and I want to thank you once again for the condolences. And, you know, you were talking about oil. I don't know if you wanted to go there, and I don't know if you had any updates, but there's an interesting how the workers who keep the global supply chains moving, hey, they're warning of a total system collapse. So that plays right into your $90 for oil.
It does.
So, I mean, if you want to go ahead and talk about what you have there, and then I could just recap this.
Well, I just mentioned the oil price. You can go ahead and go in from there, because I just mentioned the $90 barrel of oil, which will put gas up around $4 a gallon. You go ahead.
Yeah. Well, this is out of London, and seafarers, truck drivers, airline workers have endured quarantines, travel restrictions, and complex COVID-19 vaccination and testing requirements to keep stretched supply chains moving. But many now are reaching their breaking point, posing yet another threat to the badly tangled network of ports, container vessels, and trucking companies that move these goods, you know, around the world. There was an open letter today to heads of state that was attending the UN General Assembly. The International Chamber of Shipping and other industry groups warned of a global transport system collapse if these governments do not restore freedom of movement to transport workers and give them priority to receive anything that they need by the World Health Organization. Global supply chains are beginning to buckle as 2 years worth of strain or on transport workers take their tolls. Now, Butch, my question is this all about the vaccine to get these workers vaccinated?
Well,
they
sure
represent
that,
65.
Sure, that's part of it.
Yeah. They together, you have the letter was signed by the International Air Transport Association, the IATA, the International Road Transport Union, the IRU, and the International Transport Workers Federation, the ITF. Together, they represent 65 million transport workers globally. All transport sectors are also seeing a shortage of workers and expect more to leave. As a result of the poor treatment millions have faced during the pandemic, putting the supply chain under greater threat. We've been talking about these supply chains for months. I've been talking about it for a year.
Oh, yes, longer than that, yes.
Yeah, for a year and a half we've been talking about that. The global supply chain is very fragile. And it depends as much on a seafarer from the Philippines as it does on a truck driver to deliver goods. So it's going to be interesting to see how this is beginning to play out.
Well, in the port of L.A., there are 500,000 containers that can't get unloaded. 500,000. Wow. Well, I can say is, folks, brace yourself for prices to go through the roof, and about everything you think about, prices are going to skyrocket. They truly are.
Yeah.
Even the dollar store. The dollar store is going to, what they call that store that has everything for a buck or less, Dollar Tree.
The dollar store?
Yeah, they're going to raise it to $1.50 for the normal stuff. I'm serious. Dollar and quarter,
well, yeah,
dollar
I know.
And a half. So they have to. They have no choice.
They have no choice because they can't get the stuff cheaper anymore. And, you know, and it's interesting because this is all about these lockdowns and stuff. And this is what happened. We haven't yet even seen the end of what has happened when you close down governments for weeks and months on time. There was a crew. It was Karen Marshall and her crew were told that they couldn't be allowed to go on shore upon docking in Hokkaido, Japan. None of us knew how long it would go on for. And that was more than 18 months ago. Mark Hall and hundreds of thousands of seafarers like her have not been permitted shore leave since.
Wow.
There are people who have been stuck at sea for over a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's prison.
Yeah.
That's semi-prison.
At the peak of the crisis in 2020, 400,000 seafarers were unable to leave their ships for routine changeovers, some working for as long as 18 months beyond the end of their initial contracts.
Wow.
And now they're going to want them to have multiple vaccinations, repeated testing. And in the meantime, the system collapses. That's what the governments are doing.
That's what they want.
That's what they want.
That's what they want worldwide, not just here, worldwide.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
She said the chief, Markel, the chief officer and her crew had to do 10 COVID tests in 7 days. Before they were allowed to enter the shipyard in Singapore for repairs last month. 10 tests in 7 days. Maintenance was delayed by a week following a virus outbreak at the port, and the vessel is not expected to leave before mid-October.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's what's happening around the world, folks.
And if it happens around the world, my friends, it also has us now because we are no longer an independent, sovereign nation when it comes to this. We depend on nations to feed us and clothe us, make your medicine. Don't think it's going to just slide by because it's not. We're going to pay. And talk about overreach, Melody. I'm beginning to wonder when will even businesses speak up? Biden's vax mandate is to be enforced by fining companies $70,000 to $700,000, and that passed in the 2,465-page mega bill, the $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill. It's passed that, and they're going to the business can be fined if they don't do his will, up to $700,000. When do we say enough is enough and mean it? That's a fair question, isn't it?
It is.
You know, and now we have Ohio State Police aware and monitoring possible truck protests against vaccine mandate. The Ohio State Patrol is preparing for a possible disruption Monday morning during rush hour of truck drivers shutting down parts of the interstate in protests over mask and vaccine mandates. Dubbed the Patriot Shutdown, the movement has spread on various social media platforms and is expected to begin Monday morning and last for several hours on a stretch of highway in Ohio. The patrol was aware that when monitoring the situation closely to ensure roadways are safe to travel. For security reasons, we cannot go into the further detail at this time, Sergeant Christina Hayes with OSHP said. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieter said any truck that takes part in the expected protest today will be charged with a felony. My office has learned there are plans to shut down the highways nationwide on Monday to protest vaccines. I want to be perfectly clear. Anyone who attempts to shut down the highways in Hamilton County will remove their vehicles, charged with felony disrupting of public services, and they will go to jail. To those who claim to be supportive of law enforcement is not with you. This would pose a serious danger for our first responders and the community at large. I've always been supportive of a citizen's First Amendment right to protest, but this is not lawful and it is reckless. It would not be tolerated. Truck drivers aren't the only ones furious with the employer's decision to enforce a vaccine mandate. Federal workers just recently sued the Biden administration over the vaccine mandate. You know, this does sound extreme, LD. It does, and it is extreme. But they're not paying attention to anything else, are they?
Doesn't seem to be.
No, they're not paying attention to lawsuits. They're not paying attention. until we hit them where it hurts in their pocketbook and maybe put them in jail, oh, Lord, in our dreams, it ain't going to stop. It just is not going to stop. And that's just the way it is. And folks, that sounds extreme. But we are in extreme times. More than any time in the history of our nation, actually history of the world. And now China, world food costs are at risk of soaring as China faces tough harvest. China's can't even get their food productive because they're cutting back on water supplies and electricity. Their crops are going to go to ruin. And of course, China, feeds a lot of people. They call it the cereal basket of the world now. So it's going to cause food prices to skyrocket because China cannot get harvest in. How much more, Melody, does it take for people to realize that this has come together for a reason?
Well, it's going to take a whole lot more for people to wake up. And because when you really think about it, I ask myself, it's like, why do just a few select folks really know what's going on and so forth? And it's just because people are just busy. I mean, when you look at our population, you get the boomers. So many of them are retired. You don't follow news. You don't read newspapers anymore. You kind of follow what's on mainstream media. If you're a Fox News watcher, you watch that. If you're on the other side, you watch, Joe Scarborough in the morning and Mika, and that's the extent. They might get some news, Google News, but we know how tainted that is. I mean, when you have YouTube scrubbing, taking every anti-vax video off. I mean, look how controlled. It's frightening and fascinating at the same time.
It is.
But people aren't going to wake up until it truly hits their pocketbook.
Well, it's already started.
And inflation's not going to disturb them yet. I mean, it has to be extremes. That's the only thing people react to are extremes anymore. It has to be extremes.
It's very true. And Wendy mentioned hospital shortages. Well, hospital fear staffing shortages as vaccine deadlines do loom. And in states like New York, California, Rhode Island, and Connecticut, they have ultimatums and people are going to walk out. That's already happening. Matter of fact, New York mandates creating a state of emergency. So Governor Hochul, who wants us to be her apostles, that's what she said, and said that this vaccine was a gift from God, and that is from God to us, and we must say thank you, God, as now said she's going to call the National Guard to fill in gaps in the hospitals. And unlicensed and retired, I didn't say this, that she said it, even unlicensed healthcare workers and those that retired, and bring in people from all over the world to do what they have to. This is what's happening right now.
Now, does anybody really know why they canned Cuomo? To me, it was to get her in there.
Because
compared to her and her extremism.
He was a saint.
He was a saint. So now you know why they came in and ousted him like they did. Even though he wasn't a good guy and so forth, but they move what they have to move to get what they need to get done.
They do. They do. And the UK, fully vaccinated, account for a huge 74% of COVID-19 deaths. This in the UK, folks. Right now, the Public Health England report. 74% of the deaths are fully vaccinated. This is in their own article. Says the case fatality rate among the fully vaccinated populations is 257% higher than the case fatality rate among the unvaccinated. Melody, figure that one out. Interesting, isn't it? Therefore, the hospitalization fatality rate among the fully vaccinated population is 195% higher than the hospitalization fatality rate among the unvaccinated population, according to Public Health England data. How much more evidence do they need that's coming from their own public health organization telling people that the COVID vaccine is killing people? How much more evidence do you need? Now Pfizer CEO, named, what is her name? I'm trying to find it here. During the appearance on ABC this week with George Stephanopoulos, Albert Bourla says, we cannot return to normal life without regular COVID vaccinations. I wonder who is set to profit from this. We'll never be back to normal life unless you get regular COVID vaccinations. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So here we sit, all brokenhearted. People, they're telling us, even health officials are telling us, don't do it. We got Pfizer saying you're going to have to get a shot every year, two, three times a year to stay healthy. Yep, here we are. Go ahead, I'm sorry, man. Go ahead.
No, I don't have anything to say.
I mean, what can you add to that? I mean, the UK health officials are telling the UK administrators, this is killing people. Are they calming down with it? Are they backing off? No. Is Australia starting to make some sense what they're doing? No. They're telling people if you don't get the shot, you even though we turn loose, you'll be a prisoner in your house for how long? Maybe forever. I think it's quite a coincidence about 15 years ago they took all their guns too. What do you think?
Coincidence?
Yeah, that's quite a coincidence. I mean, folks, please wake up. I know you're one person. You say, what can I do? One person can tell another person, and right on it goes. You can make a difference. You're put here to make a difference. God gave you the ability to make a difference. If you know all this information, if you know this, you hear this kind of wisdom in your head, it's your duty to share it with other people. You're a watchman on the wall. If they don't listen, the blood's on their hands. But if you don't tell them, it's on your hands.
I think it's just that easy. I hear the music in the background. You betcha.
Oh, wow.
And it went by fast. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you, Butch, and thank you, listeners. And until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.